Welcome to the weekly hotspot, kink conversation, BDSM advice, inside the world of distance domination and phone sex. We're your hosts, Mistress Delia, and I'm Ms. Olivia. Thank you for joining us today. We are talking about some of our favorite tease and denial games, Ms. Delia. So should we tell them to pause the podcast until they get lube?
You know, we will talk more about lube in this podcast for sure. I'm sure of it.
Since we're actually going to be giving some suggestions, some tease and denial games, I think maybe they should pause the podcast and go get some lube, right?
Why not? It sounds really, really fun to me. I might have to get mine.
Ooh. Okay, let's talk a little bit. What is tease and denial?
Tease and denial is what you do when you are extending your masturbation session. Whether you are solo or with a partner, you tease and tease and tease the genitals until you are approaching orgasm, until it feels like one more touch or stroke or tap could send you over the edge into orgasmic bliss, but you stop, slow down, or reduce the teasing, the stimulation, and you ride that edge of pleasure. It's so very sexy. And I will be honest, tease and denial is maybe my very, very favorite kink, the one that I do most.
Did you initially think that tease and denial was cruel and unusual punishment? I did. Like in my 20s, I would have never have thought of tease and denial.
I had dated someone after I started exploring kinks. And I brought up in a sexy conversation, I would love to do some teasing. Just trust me. I want to do this to you. It will be fun. And we gave it a go one time. And you would have thought that I was trying to to wound him in some way. It was the worst experience ever. I teased him and it was almost like this indignant, what? I didn't get to come. I was right there. What are you doing? And there was no pleasure for him. And I didn't get any sexy femdom headspace. I didn't. So we broke up.
I know that feeling. Okay, so my version, before I realized that even tease and denial was a thing, my version of that was I am a frustrated, on the down low stripper. So I love to strip off my clothes and do that sexy strip tease with that guy in my life and, you know, show him my lingerie and dance around and put my ass on his lap and all of that kind of stuff. So that actually ended up being kind of tease and denial, but I didn't know that it was a thing. And now tease and denial games are actually going mainstream. It's crazy. I read this article that has Scrabble tiles as a tease and denial game. What?
Right? You can use so many different things to play tease and denial games. I am a fan of rolling dice or leaving my teasing up to fate, flipping a coin. Can you come or not? How many more edges will you get? I'll roll a 20-sided dice. Oh, look, it landed on 18. There are Oopsie. So many things I know that you can do to just spice up sex, spice up masturbation. And I think that's what makes tease and denial so much fun.
This is one example where having a mistress that knows what she's doing, or a woman controlling the tease and denial game, makes it so much more fun than just doing a by rote assignment on some site or on a porn site, a video, porn video site.
Right.
Because, for example, I'm a baseball fan. I was talking to several guys this past baseball season, and I controlled their edging and their ability to come with runs, strikes, whether a team wins. It can be personalized to whatever is going on in that person's life. It is so much more fun when the tease and denial games are personalized to you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And looking at some games, I love football.
You so, do. Should sorry. We tell people that you're a Patriots fan?
I am a still Patriots love fan. You. I know. Well, the thing is, I loved them when they weren't good. And now that they are great, I still love them. And I will love them when they are not good anymore. So it's a long-time loyalty.
So on behalf of all of the Patriots haters, when do you think they will not be good ever again?
I'll be honest. When our coach and quarterback are done, probably within the next 5 years, I think it will absolutely shake things up.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
See, we go on these little tangents. Now you get some football analysis. I, by the way, am a baseball fan, New York Mets baseball. So if anybody wants to talk about baseball, don't talk to me about it because I'm busy sobbing about our season. So fuck you, Mets. And we're going to wait to 2020 and see if things go a little bit better. Okay. So I think the Mets season really is, God, an experience in denial. It's that transition back into our topic. So why is sexual denial so sexy?
It really is so sexy. For me, it is about the power and control of, literally and figuratively, holding a man's orgasm in my hands, having the control over it, being able to say yes or no. When I am cock teasing a man, when I am keeping him riding an edge, not giving him that orgasm, I feel incredible power, arousal. It is the sexiest feeling. I am completely in my dom space. I love it.
I absolutely agree with you. And erotic sexual denial is amazing for the man as well, because in part, edging and cock teasing means he has better sex. He's able to last longer. I'm not sure of the exact figures, but something like a third of men between ages 18 and 60 will experience some form of premature ejaculation at some point in their lives between those ages. And I know that a lot of men are really worried about that. Well, if you get really good at edging through tease and denial games, you don't have to worry about that because you bend to the edge and backed off. Bend to the edge and backed off.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of the sexy techniques that you can learn speaking with a mistress who is completely experienced in tease and denial, in orgasm delay, you can learn so many tips and tricks and techniques, really, to just relax you in the most intense times when you're trying to get a woman to an orgasm, that give you the sexual confidence that you need to do more and more and more sexually. And it will give you so much more pleasure than just rubbing one out does. An orgasm is like pizza. It always feels good, but there's pizza and then there's pizza. And you know what I mean.
I live in New York State. Okay, so we have like amazing pizza. Well, I had some friends of mine come visit, and they're from the desert Southwest, and they are used to just run-of-the-mill, like Pizza Hut and Domino's kind of pizza. And I ordered them pizza from just one of the local pizza places, and they absolutely lost their mind. Mm-hmm. When you say there's pizza and then there's pizza, that is absolutely true. Now, we're talking about orgasm control from the perspective of a dominant woman. I just want to point out that a man doesn't have to be submissive in order to get the benefits of tease and denial games. It's great for him whether or not he gets that submissive rush of cock control. It's great for him because he gets a better orgasm when he is allowed to orgasm.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of men that I speak to are not really submissive at all when it comes to tease and denial. In fact, they like to have a lot of control over their cock control, if that makes any sense. They will call up and say, I would like for you to guide me through 5 edges, and then I want to have an orgasm. Or I would love for you to teach me how to do Kegel squeezes, or how to get to the point where I have a dry orgasm. I think men who are really sexually smart and who have healthy sexual experiences really get into what can be better than the orgasm I had yesterday. I want more. And I think that quest to find the more excitement, the better orgasm, I think it leads a lot of men who are not necessarily submissive into our kind of wheelhouse to where we are.
I think you're absolutely right. And I've pointed this out to men. They may think they're an expert on their own penis because God knows they've been playing with it for years and years and years and years and years quite extensively. But we are experienced with way more penises. So we've got a lot of creativity, a wealth of knowledge, et cetera, that can make even something as simple as guided masturbation absolutely off the charts.
Oh, yes, it's true. I spend a lot of time thinking about how men in general masturbate. And I love to think about ways to change that masturbation to make their masturbation better. It's so hot.
And let me just also say, when his masturbation is better, our experience is also better because we like the rush of cock control.
Right, exactly.
So it's kind of win-win for both parties.
Oh, I would agree. I don't get any better dom space than when I'm right there in the midst of that controlling tease and denial session. It's so heady.
Sometimes people hear tease and denial and they think that we're talking about chastity. Now, we actually did an entire guide to male chastity podcast talking about, hey, chastity doesn't have to be 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. Chastity can be 2 days. Don't get locked up in the amount of time. I've had people who have called for tease and denial in a 10-minute cutoff call and loved it, and people who have called saying, I've been edging for 3 hours. I want to come with you in another hour. Guide me for that last hour. And everything in between, or people who have called for tease and denial program, say, over the span of a week and going through various exercises, et cetera, for a week before having an orgasm. It's not one size fits all.
Exactly. And I know that you and I both love putting together personalized and specialized orgasm control programs, tease and denial days, tease and denial weeks. I know that you are so creative in your assignments, as am I, and putting these things together, it gives me a little extra sexual thrill knowing that a man will be following them.
And then hearing from him, and truthfully, towards the end, when he is thinking about, oh, I'm probably earning an orgasm soon, the contact, for example, he'll email you or me or both of us, and he'll be like, oh, I'm really, my balls feel so big, please. And that's thrilling for both of us.
Oh, it is. It really, really is.
We also tend to post general assignments on both of our blogs. My blog is experiencedmistress.com. Delia's blog is begformistress.com. And these general assignments will give you just a little bit of a taste. We recommend the personalized assignments, but you can find generalized assignments, like, for example, using a roll of the dice in the tease and denial game, using a site called random.org to begin to roll the dice to see whether or not you get to come, how many edges you're going to do, how many days you are going to be delayed before you're allowed to come. All of those various things. It's fun.
It really, really is fun. And you can be so creative with those kinds of dice games. And over here at LDW Enchantrix, we actually have a wonderful site called mayicome.com. And Olivia and I post there lots of interesting, free, and fun masturbation control assignments where you need to listen to the audio at the end to see if you can come or not.
So let's give a couple assignments now. I'm going to start with a cock stroking assignment, and I like to start with a little bit of preparation. So for this particular assignment, he is going to need lube. So Delia, what kind of lube do you like?
I love all different kinds of lube for different purposes, but for stroking here, a water-based lube would be great, like Astroglide or anything you would get at the department store. The negative about that is you have to reapply. So even for stroking, I like a more silicone-based lube or an oil-based natural lube like vitamin E oil or a nice almond oil. I have two bottles, almond oil and vitamin E oil, on my headboard. So those are my preferred go-to.
I love almond oil for massages. For cock stroking, I recommend olive oil or coconut oil because I really like the smell and the feel of these natural oils. And I think, you know, your dick will smell like a snack. So if you want the snack-like thing and don't get distracted by thinking about food, then warm up the oil very, 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 very slightly, like test it, don't pour hot oil on your dick. And just kind of take a deep breath as you're slowly kind of experiencing all of that. That's to sort of get you in touch with your body. So here are my mistress masturbation instructions. Open your eyes, dip your fingers in the warm oil, and then take your fingers and just stroke that shaft from the base all the way up to the top with your oil-coated fingers. Just your fingertips. Go slow. Pay attention. Notice how doing it for somebody else and letting somebody else guide you is so much more fun than just jerking off. So I want you to feel your cock getting more and more stiff and beginning to yearn for more. Now put some of that warm oil on the palm of your hands. Wrap one hand around the base of the cock and stroke up and down for 20 minutes. Don't come. Just stroke. Hold the sensation just under the point of no return for your orgasm. This is called surfing on the edge of your orgasm. So if you think of a 1 to 10 scale, 1 is you're flaccid, not aroused. 10 is an uncontrollable orgasm. I want you to be, say, between an 8.5 and a 9.5, depending on your level of control. 8.5 if you have a little bit less control, 9.5 if you have a lot of ability to control. So you're stroking for 20 minutes. Stop, hands off. Cool down. Take the oil-coated fingers and just kind of play with your nipples. Stroke, touch your nipples. And then I want you to wrap your hand back around that cock, upside down. Again, stroke and surf that orgasm. Edge for 10 more minutes with your hand upside down. Stop, go back to your nipples. Stroke and edge again for 5 more minutes. And don't come, because Ms. Delia has a tease and denial assignment as well.
Oh, yes, I do. Okay. For my assignment, you are going to do some timed stroking and edging. For me, I would have you roll a dice just to see how many hours you get to do this. It will be 1 to 6 hours. Each hour at the top of the hour, after you've rolled, you will start right on the hour. Get naked, relax in a very comfortable place. Use nice, slow strokes on your cock. You can use a lubed hand or a dry hand, whichever you prefer for this. I want you to think about a rating scale of pleasure from 1 to 5. 1 means you've just gotten hard. 2 and 3 increase your pleasure. A number 4 is an edge, and 5 is the orgasm. I want you to slowly stroke up to that number 4. Just move up to that 4 and feel each number, taking a breath as your pleasure increases. When you get to that number 4, when you reach that edge, let go of your cock. Just stop. Completely abandon your cock and let it throb and pulse. Then you can just get dressed again. Go about your day, kind of straighten yourself up and shake it out. The next hour, if you've rolled more than a 1, which I really hope you do, in fact, roll the dice a couple of times until you get at least a 2. That hour will go by so quickly, And you can come back and repeat everything that you did the hour before. Slow stroking, feeling each number, breathing, getting to the edge, and just throbbing until that edge passes. So you'll repeat this for as many hours as you rolled. And if you're really loving it, do it a couple more times. And then when you are done with all of your edges and that nice big block of time, you can flip a coin. Heads, you get to come. Tails, you are denied.
You can also flip the coin by going to random.org. And, buddy, no cheating.
Right?
Mistresses have eyes in the back of our heads and will know if you cheated.
It's so true. It's really true.
You can also, after either of these assignments, contact either or both of us and give us an update. Let us know. Send us an email. I'm Olivia at EnchantrixEmpire.com. Delia is Delia at EnchantrixEmpire.com. So you and I are both femdoms, which means we both believe in the mistress credo. That means orgasm control means I have complete control and can say yes or say no. But we're also kind of educating people in what tease and denial games mean, what cock control means, all of that kind of stuff. So when you get a caller and the caller says, my orgasm, whether or not I orgasm is up to you, mistress, what do you say?
I will tell that caller that 9 times out of 10, if he leaves that up to me, oh my goodness, he is going to be denied. I just can't help myself. It is something that I love so much. And I am very clear. It's like my own little warning. If you leave it up to me, you really probably will not be allowed to come. But I have to tell you, I love it so much when they hear me explain that and then say, that's fine, mistress. I'm leaving it all up to you. I get so excited because I know what I'm going to do or not.
I love that. I agree with you, although I do it just a little bit different, because part of the enjoyment for me is not knowing, right? So I will pull up random.org and I will pick a number. And he will pick a number, and I'll say, over the number in my mind, you get to come. Under, you don't. And so even if we haven't been playing a dice game, I'll leave it up to the game. Now,
right.
Sometimes I have been known to lie. I probably shouldn't admit that.
Yeah.
But it's true.
I like doing one dice and saying the numbers 1 and 2 are an orgasm. 3 and 4 are a ruined orgasm. And 5 and 6 are complete denial. And it does really leave it up to fate. And I might roll a couple of times to get what I want.
So you lie too.
Well, I don't really lie. I fib a little bit. A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's still a lie, Sparky.
No, it's mistress's choice. It's what mistress wants.
Exactly. And we always get what we want.
Yes.
That's why we are mistresses.
Exactly.
Here's what we want. We want to hear from you. Did you do the assignments? Are your balls full and aching? Did you come or did you obey? You can always call us for personalized cock teasing instructions. Dial 1-800-601-7259. Ask for Delia, Olivia, or both. And again, you can send us an email, Delia@EnchantrixEmpire.com, Olivia@EnchantrixEmpire.com.
And you can keep up with all of the sexy news, audios, and photos on our blogs. I am Delia, and my blog is begformistress.com. And my sexy co-host is Olivia, and her blog is experiencedmistress.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next time on The Weekly Hotspot.